For decades, several tree species offered high-end acoustic guitars the perfect musical tone. But with just 20% of the world's intact forests remaining, the oldest trees, which produce the best tonewoods, are vanishing fast. Some acoustic guitar makers are tuning up their eco-friendly practices to keep their businesses healthy over the long haul. The Allegheny Front's Ann Murray reports.
Here, brother, have some pecs.
Visit any music store that sells premium acoustic guitars, and it's like taking a virtual trip to forests all over the world. To make the point, John Bechtold, the owner of Pittsburgh Guitars, pulls out a catalog for a high-end manufacturer.
This chart shows where their woods are procured from: Canada, Japan, Brazil, India.
Brazilian rosewood.
Forests in these countries produce woods, mahogany, rosewood, and spruce, just to name a few, that have been used by generations of guitar makers. These traditional tone woods have stood the test of time for a reason. They produce a clear, resonant sound. They're durable and beautiful.
But the cold truth is that we're really, in many senses, quite simply running out of a lot of the species that have been used for hundreds of years to make musical instruments.
That's Scott Paul, Forest Campaign Coordinator for Greenpeace. He says guitar makers aren't the main reason for the depletion of tone woods.
Global consumption is just really reaching, you know, to state the obvious, unprecedented levels.
Home builders, furniture companies, and paper mills have been gobbling up these species for decades. By the 1940s, over-harvesting all but wiped out Adirondack spruce, the wood most commonly fashioned into guitar tops before World War II. Prized Brazilian rosewood became scarce by the mid-1960s because of illegal logging. 20 years ago, it was restricted from international trade. Charlie Redden, wood buyer with Taylor Guitar Company, says the loss of Brazilian rosewood was his industry's wake-up call.
As an industry, we simply didn't manage that the way we should have. So we've taken a really a tough look at how we, you know, what role we play in using those materials.
Redden says guitar builders need to keep the remaining tonewood forests healthy. Taylor and other acoustic guitar makers have asked for help from groups like Greenpeace, the Environment Investigation Agency, and Greenwood.
They have those resources to help communicate with the governments in each one of those areas to kind of ensure that those resources are being managed properly.
Taylor is partnering with Greenwood in Honduras. They're teaching local people to manage and export mahogany. This Greenwood video shows sustainably harvested trees in the Honduran rainforest. The trees that are being cut have been tagged with barcodes that are linked to their GPS location. Greenwood says this tracking process has stepped up compliance with local forest regulations.
Perfecto.
Until 2008, wood importers in the United States didn't have to follow the timber laws of other countries. They could essentially import illegally harvested wood. Greenpeace estimates that new federal regulations have reduced the illegal timber trade by 40%. Charlie Redden thinks industry and government intervention have come just in the nick of time.
I'm hopeful that we will start to see better forest management plans so that, you know, our industry can continue to make those guitars indefinitely.
Other guitar manufacturers aren't as hopeful. They point to the slow regrowth of forests and political instability in countries where many of the remaining tonewood species are located. Because of these limitations, Martin Guitar Company wants to go in another direction with its production of premium guitars. At Martin's factory in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, Brian Bailey's hand-sanding the cherrywood sides of a guitar body.
And then we go over with a fine file to make it real smooth.
And how is this wood to work with?
Good. It's a hard wood and it works very easily.
It's one of the sustainably certified guitars Martin makes with so-called alternative tone woods. Upstairs in the factory's offices, Linda Davis Wallen says that Martin's trying to move musicians away from the rare woods that have been the mainstay of high-end guitar building.
Many musicians get very involved in many different kinds of movements, and particularly environmental ones. And yet, they want their instrument that they play to be very traditional, which means it's made out of all the wrong species, for instance, and the ones that are most endangered, instead of helping us move forward with something that's more sustainable and available.
Customers aren't beating down doors to buy Martin's eco-friendly guitars. Of the 100,000 or so instruments the company builds each year, only 150 are made with non-traditional woods such as maple, koa, and cherry.
If we want to make wooden guitars for another 178 years, we got to use the woods that are available to us, and we've got to maintain those forests in a sustainable manner so that we can keep doing it.
Martin is making an effort to get the word out. Dealers have to sign a contract saying they'll educate customers about alternative woods. Martin also has its Tonewood ambassadors. Lawrence Juber, once the lead guitarist with Paul McCartney's band Wings, and now a Grammy-winning composer, has a signature line of Martin guitars. He designed his instrument with North American maples.
The maple guitars do not have the same appeal as a rosewood guitar does. But once the perception arises that you can actually get a great sound out of these instruments, then I think that it will start to ease. But that doesn't help Martin right now.
Juber and others think change will come slowly to the acoustic guitar world, and that will have consequences for old-growth forests around the globe. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ann Murray.